Malt World, Rites of Passage Part 2, Death Dealer. Sister Sledge, We Are Family soundtracked Electricity returning to Malt World. As Zeke dropped dance floor classics from a set of decks recently resurrected from the iPod cemetery. Chin held high, she shimmied back and forth across the makeshift stage, punching the air, her twinkling eyes glinting from behind the red and blue lenses of a pair of 3D glasses. Above her, the windmill ploughed at the late evening breeze, sails chattering away like a forgotten set of teeth. Its wooden scaffold jiggled in time to the disco mashup as dancers wove between the alkaline baths at its feet. Ceramic baths from the old world stewing into electrical life against coils of electrodes snaking into their depths. Zeke launched into a frenzied remix in the style of too many DJs. Even settlers whose musical taste ventured no further than the occasional Andrew Lloyd Webber musical went wild. These were the sounds from a world bar to them, but tonight, a grinning, pregnant DJ prized that portal ajar and let the sounds of their collective past spill out. They were rejoicing in their shared owl history, and none were found wanting. Fat, achingly familiar chords signalled the intro to Smells Like Teen Spirit, only for it to rear end into outcast Hey Ya a moment later. The musical equivalent of a shared orgasm grabbed the partygoers, and as one they shook it like a Polaroid picture. A good DJ, and like a rock star, bails come zenith time. Zeke flicked the decks to cue up one last song, and with a wink and mimed finger guns, pointed at the bearded man resolutely frowning from his rocking chair on the habitat's porch. Despite Jimbo's best efforts, a smile broke free, as Kiss, God of Thunder rocked the amps. Gentle hands lifted the pregnant girl off the stage. A glam era pout on her face, Zeke thanked her devotees. Vigorously shaking hands with a skanking girl wearing rabbit ears down the front, she then turned and worked her way through the crowd, strutting across the uneven paddock, tiny fists doing the locomotion at her side. She approached Carla, who was bouncing around like a librarian at the back. Zeke descended upon her lover with a disco dance floor shark of a kiss. Fuck yeah! She squealed as Carla embraced her and returned to the smooch. This electricity thing could catch on! Carla shouted, but from Zeke's blank expression it was evident she hadn't heard. Carla shrugged, and with a glance over her shoulder led the little girl through a newly constructed wattle and daub trellis archway. Zeke gave no resistance as they walked hand in hand down a neatly trimmed rose path. The party's volume softened as they passed the groves of the whistling tree lobsters. Man, I've missed real music. Energy crackled through Zeke as if she and not the windmill were powering this night. Not the pots and pans bullshit of the hedonists, but good old meaty drum and bass. Jim's a goddamn miracle maker. Carla bit her lip. The majority of settlers believe Jim deliberately threw Stefan into the fire pit on that fateful day a month ago. This now legendary deed symbolised a coup d'etat. Fear and bully boy tactics aside, Carla had to be compelled to acknowledge the progress and creativity Jim's ascension to tyrant had brought. Fields ploughed, new domiciles erected, a blacksmith's forge and the return of electricity, all marked the habitat's rise from the ashes. You know this is all about you, Carla opted for instead. Zeke squinted up at her lover. How so? The electricity could have been up and running ages ago. Jack pretty much finished it last week, but Jim made him wait. No shit! Look, our baby's going to be the first human born off Earth. Jim's determined to give Malt World a first anniversary it's not going to forget. Your womb's going to bring the habitat together tighter than anything the Edenists could even dream of. Zeke simply nodded. Since he took charge, it's like everything's fallen into place. At last I can bring a baby into this weird-ass world, knowing someone's going to look out for it. Carla's footfalls suddenly sounded heavy against the cobble path. I thought that was my job.